obviously, we were dominated in this football game in all three phases, out-coached in this football game. It's my responsibility, and it falls on me. And it all starts with me, and I didn't do a good enough job of getting this team ready to go. Having said that, you know, four turnovers, two pick sixes, a sack for a safety, another fumble on a third down, put on the ground, you know, penalties were, you know, non-issue, but you know, giving up big plays on defense in the pass game, could never really get into a rhythm, pass protection, lack of pressure, you name it. One game does not define a season unless we allow it. Got a lot of work to do. You know, we all got a lot of work to do, and that's what we'll do. Is we'll go back and figure out some things that we can do. You know, the Marlon Mack, you know, situation down there. You know, that's on me. That's squarely on the head football coach. You know, try to catch him, you know, off guard, you know, and wait, should have waited, you know, and let him look at that thing. Let us get a good look at it. You know, hindsight's 20/20, obviously, but that's on me. Should have waited on that. Tried to rush the ball and catch him off guard. But it was bad ball on the head football coach. And I take ownership in that. You're going to have to yell. This is loud as hell in here.
From your perspective, why did Scott struggle so much today?
You know, the first one, you know, probably could have laid that thing up over the top. You know, 22 made a great play, you know. And then we had another one, unfortunately, in the flat. I'm sure we're going to look at the tape and see where he did some good things, you know. But, you know, until I look at everything and I look at this tape, you know, I'm not going to be able to give you a definite answer right now. You know, we got to protect better. You got to be able to run the football, try to stay out of third and long. You know, we're 0-for-10 on third down. You're not going to win any games, you know, going 0-for-10 on third down.
So are you assessing your quarterback situation? You have an option now.
We got to look at everything. We got to look at everything.
I mean, he gives you. He gives you a big,
we'll take
big arm
we'll take a look at it.
Would you have gone to Jacoby earlier if he was up to speed on the offense?
Could have. You know, I'm not going to second guess, you know, myself on that or anybody else. Could have.
You talked about the turnovers and those kinds of things. What do you attribute that to? You have a lot of reps in the preseason now, and it's training camp, obviously, so it's not like the first football you play.
We credit their defense. They did a heck of a job. We knew it was going to be a challenge coming in there. You know, they did a great job in coverage. They did a great job up front. You know, we had some, you know, positive plays in the run game. But again, you know, we're in too many third and longs. We have some, you know, opportunities on some, you know, third and shorts and didn't make good. But, you know, we got to make better decisions. You got to make better decisions with the football, you know, and it's a combination of everything. You know, when you don't have success like that, you know, as far as, you know, protection and decision making, you know, at the quarterback spot. So we'll take a look at it, and we got to move on. We got to move on in a hurry.
So as a franchise, you guys did consider your quarterback options in the offseason. I know you're not the general manager, but you guys made a decision to go with Scott. A pretty active decision there. Was there any misgivings?
Never. I've never second-guessed that. Never. We made the right move.
Chuck, can you pinpoint why Goff and their passing game had such a big day?
What's that?
Pinpoint why Goff and their passing game had such a big day. Did you see anything?
Well, you know, when you give him as much room as we gave him today and you don't have tight coverage, you know, he's a number one overall pick for a reason. He's a damn good football player. You know, they did a great job as far as, you know, scheming what we were doing. Again, that falls on me. I gotta come up with answers, you know. And we didn't adjust well enough, period. That's on me. You know, when they're running deep over routes and deep crossers, and you know, we got to be better. I mean, when you talk about, you know, hey, should we have, you know, thrown him in there earlier, all those things. I mean, you bring up a great point. I mean, for the amount of time that he's been in the building, you know, his menu was small, to say the least. You know, so we're going to keep learning, keep teaching, and keep bringing him up to speed the best we can. And then we'll see where we're at on the deal. Absolutely. We got the right guys. We got right character in that locker room, and you know, I'm not going to make any excuses. We're not going to make any excuses as a football team that, you know, we don't have this, we don't have that, we're missing this guy, we're missing that guy. That's a bunch of bull crap, you know. And there's not one guy in that locker room that will slide that down that pole. I'm not going to slide that down that pole. Our assistant coaches aren't going to do it, and we're just not going to make an excuse.